This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You picked an insane song.
It's the worst. There's so many things wrong with it.
I feel like this is maybe the first time someone has picked a song that they explicitly are like, this is the worst.
It maybe is, yeah.
I'm excited to talk about it for that reason.
I'm also excited because like I don't know the Doors at all.
You're lucky. I have not sought out the Doors, and I know more of the Doors than I ever wanted to in my life.
I think that's like the CSI generation though, right? Oh, wait, that's The Who.
Well, I was like, wait a minute. What do you mean CSI generation?
CSI generation.
What age group do you think is in the CSI generation?
Like anyone between 25 and 35.
So like the 10 years CSI Miami was on air?
Yeah, well, all the CSIs are Who songs.
That's, oh,
who
weird.
Who are you? Who? And then obviously CSI Miami going, wah!
Isn't that the same song?
No. No.
I think it's the same song.
No.
No, it's not. You're right. One's Don't Get Fooled Again.
Yeah, and then one's Pinball Wizard.
I wasn't trying to gaslight you.
It's not.
CSI Cyber is Pinball Wizard.
I don't know.
CSI Arcade. The first one is Who Are You?
That's what it is. That's what it is.
And then, yeah, Miami is what did we just say?
Won't Get Fooled Again.
But then there's, what it was there?
CSI
New Orleans?
New York?
There's New York and there's Cyber.
No, there's not.
There is.
Cyber?
Yeah, that one has Ted Danson in it.
What?
Yes.
Ted Danson's in a CSI franchise?
Ted Danson has never not oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Ted Danson's never not been on TV.
Yeah, it's true.
It's crazy.
It's true.
Wow. Okay.
And
I would
we're
like
the
to...
better for it.
Yes.
Yeah. I would like to get into this song now.
I was going to say, let's save this talk for our CSI Generation podcast.
Yes. Coming soon on HeadGum.
It's time for Punch the Jam.
Mia, did anyone ever explain to you
what?
That's why the lady is a tramp.
No.
Okay.
Hi!
I have no idea what you just said, but I'm very curious. Welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
My name's Miel.
My name is Demi, and together...
We're friends!
Oh, every time I go into... I'm about to say, like, and we're, and then I'm like, we don't have a name for us as a duo.
Donna and the Dynamos. It's taken. It's taken.
It's taken, but also that means one of us is the Dynamos, plural.
Oh! Who's that, a ghost?
That is a ghost.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I was just napping over here.
Did we bore you with our Donna and the Dynamos convo?
Not a Mamma Mia stan, I see.
Hmm.
Should we introduce the fan of nothing?
Let's introduce the ghost in the room.
The sneaky ghost.
You know him from Spontaneanation. You know him from Freedom. You know him from BoJack Horseman. No, you shut up. You know him from everything. It's Paul F. Tompkins!
Hi! I'm here!
Wow!
Paul just excitedly ripped his shirt open.
I did, like the Hulkamaniac that I always have been.
Yeah.
And always will be.
Yeah.
That guy can do no wrong in my eyes.
And Hulkamania can't be cured.
No, there's no cure for it.
It's terminal, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is.
I'm
sad.
So excited.
It's manageable,
you're here.
Though. That's what's good.
Yeah, modern medicine has gone a long way.
Incurable, but you can live with it. Yeah.
I'm so happy you're here for so many reasons. But one of them is that I would say one of our first bonding experiences as friends was at a Doug Loves Movies taping in which you were a guest and you were Werner Herzog the whole time.
Oh, yes.
And it was such a litmus test of, like, do you think this is funny? And we both were like, absolutely yes. Oh, we're friends forever.
This is...
I'm glad to hear it.
That, I didn't remember that was one of the first times we hung out, which means, Paul, you are responsible for two friendships that turned into podcasts because that also happened with Gilmore Guys.
Oh, my!
What was the backstory with Gilmore Guys?
With Gilmore Guys, there was a show you did with Gillian Jacob. This might have even been the same show.
Really?
Maybe. There was a show you did with Gillian Jacobs where you were in character as Werner Herzog the whole time, and she picked my credit card, and you were like, Electro Lemon. And then Kevin of Gilmore Guys knew me and said, woo. And I was like, what? Who is that? And we met after the show.
That's the best meet cute.
Wait, he knew your handle.
Yes.
He knew me wonderful. Through Twitter. That's why I bet it was the same show.
Yeah.
I feel so bad that your headphones keep falling off.
No. I'm keeping the one off so I can hear you guys. I can hear myself.
Okay.
Yeah. I hear you in this ear and then me in my natural ear.
Mm. Of course, yes, that is the proper term.
The control group ears.
That's right.
So when Demi asked you what song you want to do, you knew you wanted to do LA Woman. What is your backstory with this song?
I feel like it's just always been in my life, and it's just the Doors in general are so depressing to me. There's something about the Doors music that brings me down, and it makes me think of it's Sunday afternoon and there's only football on TV and you have homework that you're supposed to have done that you haven't done and you're still not going to do until the very last minute.
Yes.
And just like that, like that childhood depression. That's what the Doors make me think of.
So this came out in 1971. So how old were you?
I was a tiny little baby. I was just a little baby. I was just a little teeny tiny baby.
And you're like, I don't like this music at all.
I don't like the Doors.
I mean, to be honest, I lived in Venice Beach and in 2009 when there was that huge Jim Morrison mural. Ugh. And I never understood the appeal. I'm so sorry. I know that's very offensive, but it's just not for me.
I don't get it either. He seems like a fucking creep. Like, he really seems like the worst.
Yeah. I don't think I could... I mean, I'm sure I can, but like, I feel like the only Doors song where I was like, I know this song is Riders on the Storm, and I don't think it's good, and I only first heard it because it was part of a video game soundtrack where Snoop inserted his own verse into
song. The Snoop? Snoop Doggy Dog?
Yeah, sorry, we're very close friends. I should have used his last name.
Right,
Doggy Dog. And he like added his own verses to the song, and I was like, this is a weird remix, but I was always just like, I don't like the Doors part of it.
How can I fast forward this on this video game?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep this brief with the facts because, God, this song is long.
This song is, yeah.
So really, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's fine. This song is 7 minutes and 49 seconds.
This is a Punch of the Jam record.
By far our longest song, at least 3 minutes.
How long does it feel, though?
Oh, God.
Like,
I drove here listening to it, and it felt like 45 minutes.
It's a fortnight this
time. It's a fortnight, yes.
I was cutting the song up into clips, and I was like, how long can these clips be? And how, I was like, I either have to make so many clips or just like so few of them, but they're all like a minute long.
Yeah.
So this is the title track from their 1971 album, which actually was their last album, obviously.
Good.
Jim Morrison died 3 months later.
That's right.
And Paul is happy.
Yeah, well, Paul? I'm not sad.
Paul Tompkins. I thought for some reason we were talking other music people. Oh, and I was Paul McCartney rejoiced when
Paul McCartney
famously.
Yes.
Let's start a rumor right now.
Couldn't happen to a nicer fellow. I'm glad he's dead.
Paul is here. Wow.
Giving a thumbs up the whole time.
He joined the 27 Club, which now as a 29-year-old seems very young.
It's and very young.
When we start listening to it, it is shocking. This is the voice of a 27-year-old.
How about it, right?
Right?
That's the power of booze.
Or whatever the fuck they were doing. Like, Quaaludes? Was that their thing?
Well, he was for sure drunk.
He was a drunk.
This.
He was a big drunk.
Big drunk.
He was for sure drunk.
you can hear it in the voice.
Yeah.
The Doors had achieved commercial and critical success by this time, but they were blacklisted from radio playlists and concert bookings. After Jim Morrison had been charged with profanity and indecent exposure in Miami.
Yeah.
Did you guys know about this?
Yeah.
Oh,
you are smart, so I'm not surprised. This whole dumb didn't know, just like me.
Smart. I don't look up things.
I'm very smart. I know about the Doors.
I guess he like supposedly showed his whole dick to the concert?
His whole dick?
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Mm. Yeah.
And his quote was, I just wanted to see what it looked like in the light.
Is that true?
That's a true thing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Yeah. I tried to fact check it, and it's like there's a lot of misinformation about this. And
oh, no doubt.
There's no video to prove it, obviously.
He's like, this is the only time I've ever been able to be in the light. And
I don't.
Well,
just
stage lighting.
Sure.
Stage lighting.
Do it in rehearsal, man.
Yeah. That's what sound check is for.
Right.
He probably didn't
go. To show off your dick to the poor grips.
Mm-hmm.
Famously. Right. The bass on the song is Jerry Scheff, who was Elvis Presley's bassist.
Oh.
I know, although you would not be able to tell from listening to the song.
No, you wouldn't.
You don't go, this reminds me of the hound dog himself, Elvis Presley. No, not so much.
It's the bongos that distract from it, I think.
The bongos, yeah. Morrison recorded his vocals in the studio bathroom. He spent a lot of time in there anyway because of all the beer he drank during the sessions.
Why do you have to drink it in the bathroom? It seems like it was an open thing.
Good question. Maybe because he just wanted to piss it out right as it was going in.
Yeah, I guess. You know how it is with beer. If you get in a beer drinking session, the trips to the bathroom just increase in frequency.
Yeah.
And it's like if you're a Jim Morrison, you think, why don't I just do my beer drinking in the bathroom?
That's true.
I'm right there.
It looks like piss. It tastes like piss. I have to piss.
If he was really thinking, he'd just get a catheter put in.
Yes.
This is before they were so easy.
That's true.
Advertised on cable news regularly.
Catheter technology wasn't adapted yet.
And you could change it in a plane.
You've seen that commercial, really? No, I haven't.
There's some commercial for catheters where it's this pilot is like, this is great. These catheters that I, for some reason, have to use all the time are the best yet. And then I'm like, the fucking plane. Like, I guess he's changing his catheter up there.
Imagine flying on a plane, waking up, and seeing a guy who's like got a cord coming out of his penis, and he adjusts it and walks back into the cockpit, just whistling like that was easy.
Yeah,
it gives a new meaning to cockpit for sure.
Right, surely girlfriend. Does.
Bazingo!
It's its own Mile High Club.
Yeah. Last thing I'll say. Actually, two more things. The doors only.
Said bazinga.
Oh, that's the catchphrase of the podcast, Paul.
You guys don't know.
I actually said bazinga.
Has somebody else?
I'll tell you afterwards.
No, say it now. Our fans, the Big Bang Theory Legion, as we call ourselves, deserve to know.
Yeah, that's not trademarked. The Doors performed it live once because obviously he died.
Wait, they only performed this song live once?
Yeah, because he died 3 months later.
Oh, he died 3 months after this?
Yeah.
I knew it was the last record, but I didn't know it was like 3 months.
Yeah, it was very shortly thereafter.
That's insane.
Which makes it hard to talk shit about it a little bit. Cause it's
no,
like,
we'll find a way.
Okay, last thing. The handwritten original lyrics were just sold in 2009 for £13,000. Crazy town, right? I don't know. Because people like the Doors, I guess. It's just we don't happen to be three of those people.
Yeah.
It's a strange thing. It's a strange thing.
When you strange Doors reference.
Oh,
right?
That is a Doors reference.
Hey, not the Who this time.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
People Are Strange by the Doors.
People Are Strange.
He's not wrong.
What, the people are strange?
People are strange.
I mean, sure. His thesis statement is essentially correct, yes. People
in
are
the
strange.
Rain when you're strange. That's all I remember.
Faces come out of the rain.
Sure, I don't. Yeah. I'm.
You guys could
again.
Be completely making a song up right now, and I just have to go like, yeah, well. The
I mean, is that good songwriting?
No. People Are Strange. No.
Question: if everyone's on drugs around you,
that's like if I wrote a song just like going, "I'm wearing shoes." Just like, I can't dispute it. But what more are you saying here?
Great question. I would love to actually hear what else he has to say in this goddamn song. This saga, this fucking Lord of the Rings of music.
Oh, let's get into. It's not nearly as good. Let's get into.
Already awful.
Yeah.
Is that a motorcycle?
I think it's supposed to sound like. I think it's probably a guitar sound.
Are we in hell?
Yeah.
We sure are.
Oh, geez. This is like a quaaluded version of The Devil Went Down to Georgia. The devil rides a motorcycle. He's the guy from Raising Arizona.
This is so bouncy. Like, this is, I think, the last part of the song where I'm like, okay, I could get into this.
Yeah,
I was just thinking that. Like, if it stopped here, you'd be like, that's a great song.
Yeah.
This is driving music for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Windows down. Maybe you're a little high. No, you're not driving. You're a passenger. Don't drive.
You know what? If there were an instrumental version of this,
yes!
It would be great for the car.
Yes. Until the piano comes in is my thing.
We'll get there. Thought. We'll get there.
Yes, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Drunk uncle just walked in.
Oh.
If you keep it up, I do forgot my jibba jibba.
It's more like. The voice of a 27-year-old sprite.
It is such nonsense.
Can you believe that man is 27?
His whole life ahead of him.
2 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear my voice? Do you hear this voice?
You're not drinking enough. That's
you gotta
what
drink
is.
More?
You gotta drink more. You probably gotta smoke more.
Yeah.
I can't get Quaaludes. I've tried.
Well, then you'll never be
you
Jim Morrison.
You mentioned Quaaludes a lot.
They were all, that wasn't that what he was on?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong
person. We're
getting
this info from you.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'll say.
You're the research person.
Supposedly the first line is actually, I just got into town about an hour ago. But
yes.
This is contested. This is a lot of debate on this. Because other people think he says, well, I did a little down about an hour ago, which would be a reference to the barbiturate Roarer 714. I don't know how I feel about it. That's why I assumed everyone was looted up. I don't know what the slang is.
That's actually what you say when you go to a Ludacris concert. That's completely different.
But then were people calling that doing a down?
I don't know. I doubt that.
Here, I have that line isolated. Let's see if it sounds like...
No vocal?
Well, I do have the acapella, but I just have it clipped out to just be...
Okay, supposedly it's, I just got into town about an hour ago.
And the alternate is...
Well, I did a little down about an hour ago.
Let's see if we can hear anything. It's definitely more, it's more so I just got into town, but it's also not that.
I heard jingle-lingle down about an hour ago.
I heard jig-a-little town about an hour ago.
I feel like I heard the word geagle in there.
Geagle. I heard a geagle for sure. Can we hear that again?
Let's hear that geagle.
Well, I giggle down about an hour ago.
Sounds like a baby that's learning to talk.
Gaga, google, hour ago.
27. I don't understand. 27.
Well, also, why would you sing about doing downers? Do you know what I mean? That's
it
not
can't
like.
Be right. It can't be.
No.
Right.
There's no swag in that. It's not like, yeah, man.
I
took some muscle relaxants.
I don't know. I wasn't alive. Everything from Wolf of Wall Street made it look badass.
Does it sound cool, Miel?
I don't know. What did it do to you? Were you just relaxed?
It made you sound like this.
It's like taking a Xanax.
Yeah.
Do I look like a drug user? Excuse you.
The way you said drug user, I was like, oh, I'm not a narc. Hey, I don't know. What do you want from me?
I'm calling the police.
Here, I do have it isolated. Let's see if this helps at
okay.
all.
Okay. Oh, my God.
That made it harder.
Yeah. The music is somehow clearing it up.
Can I hear that again?
Yes.
Oh my God! This is a man from California.
Okay, it's definitely well. I jigged into town about an hour ago.
Why does he sound like he's from the bayou? I don't understand.
Because he's just drunk.
He sounds like the guy from the Water Boy.
The titular Water Boy.
The titular Water Boy.
He sounds like Bobby Boucher.
Yeah, Bobby Boucher.
There is another line in this song where I clipped it out because I was like, he sounds exactly like Adam Sandler.
Oh my God.
We'll get to it, but like, he's doing a lot of. Maybe this is where Adam Sandler got it.
The Doors.
Yeah.
He just listened to Jim Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's hear what else this motherfucker has to say or try to say anyway.
Okay.
Oh, a little call and response. Okay, I can understand that one.
With a little girl in a Hollywood bungalow.
Okay.
The way he says some of these words, it's like he's trying so hard not to say them. Like, with a little down from the Hollywood bungalow.
Which seems so pretentious when you realize he's from California.
Yes.
Do you know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like this is a song that he heard somewhere else.
And he's trying to recall it on
his
mic.
He thinks he knows the words, and then when it's actually time to sing, he's like, oh, shit. I'm just going to have to bluff my way through this.
He thought he was at karaoke night. He's like, I don't need the screen. I got this.
Exactly.
Feel I did a killing thing about an hour ago.
It's like Migos.
A little.
I think actually their pronunciations are stronger than this.
Oh, yeah.
So supposedly, and I'm going to say supposedly is a big caveat here.
Allegedly the lyrics are.
Take a look around, see which way the wind blow. Santa Ana's? Is that what he's talking here?
Maybe. Probably.
Where the little girls in their Hollywood bungalows. Little girl. How do we feel about little girls?
Not good.
That was such a weird thing that was so prevalent in music for such a long time.
Yeah.
Just for such a long time.
Infantilizing.
Yeah, to call women little girls.
Which is especially weird. Off after he was charged with indecent exposure for showing his penis to a bunch of teenage girl concert goers.
It's not good.
I'm questioning his morals.
Jesus isn't good.
This is the first thing he asks when getting to town. He comes into town. He's looking around. He's like, all right, where are those tiny women?
Yeah, well, no, he licks his finger first and puts it up to the wind.
That's right.
And
after an hour.
Yes.
He's sitting there on the tarmac.
I don't know why I assumed he drove.
He probably did drive. I updated it in my head.
Sure.
In my head, he's in like
he's
a
playing Candy
cool
Crush. Waiting for them to deplane.
And then finally he gets off the plane and he's like Crocodile Dundee about it. And he's like, the northeast winds blow, a storm is coming.
Where are the girls? I must protect them.
Yeah, I know. It is interesting. I'm assuming sex, but it could be a protection storyline.
Also, he says, where are the little girls in their Hollywood bungalow? So he knows where they are.
Right.
Is he saying where they are?
Where the little girls in the Hollywood bungalow.
Oh, I always thought he was saying he met a little girl in a Hollywood bungalow.
Honestly, that makes could be true.
makes way more sense.
These lyrics are impossible to know what he's actually saying. I don't think anyone knows. Even his handwritten lyrics, which I looked at, are not legible.
I'm sure they're not helpful.
They are not good.
The music's okay still to me. I don't love them. The singing and then the guitar being like, now it's my turn to shine.
It
sounds very like Guitar Hero.
It also feels like it sort of backs me theory that he's trying to remember, and the guitarist is just like playing what he just sang. Okay. Yeah, it's just bouncing back and forth.
I think they were all drunk.
It's like dueling banjos if one of the banjos was a drunk man.
Yes, he sounds like he's trying to sound like a banjo. It's onomatopoeia, this whole song. Are you a lucky little lady in the city of life? Oh, he sounds like he's gonna die.
You're like a little lady in the city of life. Not a lost angel,
city of night. Oh, buddy. This is where it loses me.
Get out of the lost angel.
Are you a lucky little lady from the city of lights? Okay, so here's where I get confused lyrically. Mm-hmm. So far, I thought he was literally talking to, like, women, I suppose.
Right.
Now, suddenly, I think he's doing this anthropomorphic thing of the city is the woman.
Right. He switches that perspective a lot.
This is exactly the kind of songwriting I hate.
Like, artistically ambiguous?
Yeah, this is very New York is the fifth character kind of
Sex and the City, of course.
Bullshit that I do not like.
New York, by the way, that is what I identify as on every single Sex and the City quiz.
Ooh.
Wait a minute. I'm a total New York.
Is that a result that you could get?
No. But that if they were.
I would give them a lot of credit. If somebody made a quiz where you ended up being New York.
And the entire city.
That's like when they're asking, like, what scent do you most identify with? And there's a fifth choice where it's like, piss all the time.
That's probably what Jim Morrison would get.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so supposedly, again, he said, are you a lucky little lady? Again, with little lady. Little girl, now little lady. And I'm like, dude, cut it out with these adjectives. From the city of lights. Oh, just another lost angel. City of night.
Well, he more says, another lost angel.
Also, I'm already over this. Why are you talking to women like they're just little leaves blowing in the wind?
He does it twice in the first four lines. It's insane.
I can't get on board with this, Jim. What were you fucking? What is this supposed to be saying?
Also, how unsexy is it to call a woman a little lady?
Yeah,
hey, he's little lady. Like it's 1920. It was 1971. We didn't use this terminology.
This is all. Also, it fits in with his weird lounge singery kind of delivery. But to call, like, hey, little lady, look at this little lady in the front row. Happy anniversary, doll.
Maybe it was Elvis's bassist influencing him somehow. The spirit flowed through him.
It's possible.
Hey, little lady.
Yeah, right? I could see Elvis doing it, but that was, what, like 30 years earlier?
Wait, so here's another thing. Los Angeles is not the city of lights.
Well, no, it's Paris.
Yeah.
Which is where he died.
Is he saying, okay, are you a lucky little lady from the city of lights? Or in the city of lights?
I don't know.
Are you a French lady?
He's just asking in the strangest way possible.
Or are you a lost angel? And then abrupt change.
City of night.
City of night. Are you a lucky little lady in the city of lights?
Or did you not a lost angel? You're not a lost angel. Angel.
Like a little kid
that's really in the middle of a
tantrum.
That wasn't even the line I was talking about, but he sounds very Adam Sandler in there too. Just another lost angel.
Oh, that's good.
This is a crazy Rosetta Stone for Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
It is. This is his origin.
Do you think he'll ever admit it?
No.
No.
He'll never admit it.
No. Grown-ups 3.
He's on his deathbed. It was Morrison.
I still don't understand what he's trying to say. So I guess I'll just have to give up.
I really think...
I guess, I don't know.
I mean, that is an option that's open to you.
Well, we're done here.
All right, end of episode.
I really feel like he wrote this song, like every line was written weeks apart, and he didn't, like, look at the other ones. He was just like, you know what I like the idea of? Los Angeles sounds like Lost Angel, and that's the only connection.
I didn't get that until you just said it. Now, I'm drunk.
Because it doesn't connect!
Right, and also, I'm still not understanding, is this a person or the city he's talking to?
It might be shifting.
Oh, I mean, are you telling me this is art this whole time? I didn't know.
You know, he released a book of poems called American Poet.
No,
really?
Yes, he did.
When he was still alive?
Yes.
He released a poetry book.
Yeah.
Before he was 27.
I believe so. Well, that's the best time to release a poetry
book.
Yeah,
because after that, it's like, why do you?
You should know better. You should know better by now.
Are you still doing poems?
Also, if he's a musician, I would think, okay, well, just set these to music if you want us to know them. I don't know why.
Okay, this is very ignorant. I should know this. Did he play an instrument?
No.
No.
So can we call him a musician?
Yeah, I think singing is music.
When he sings, though.
Okay, fair.
I mean, he's doing a specific thing. He's,
fair enough.
What
fair
he's
enough.
Doing is on purpose.
Ooh, fair
Whether
enough.
Whether you like it or not, he means okay. to do this.
Yeah, we're not calling him a good musician.
I might call him more of a performance artist.
Okay.
That's the vibe I'm getting. Especially that he's in the bathroom. I'm like, ooh, he's quirky. What's
yeah.
happening?
It's pretty quirky.
So now the song has lost me completely because now we're in the scary section.
Oh, well, I hope you'll be brought back on board by this.
Oh, no. City of night. City of night. The piano. City of night. Oh boy. Okay, so we're at a scary arcade now. That's the vibe I'm getting.
It does sound like the when the Donkey Kong machine starts up.
Yeah. Insert
that
50 cents. Honky
Tonk piano. I'm not a fan. I think that's what makes even like instrumental. I'm like, no.
It's got its place. It's got its place.
And the Tom Waits
1920s vaudeville.
Sure. Definitely.
Westworld.
And honky tonks. Westworld.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And that we've exhausted all the places.
Oh,
in the
if
world.
Only Jim could live to have seen Westworld.
Oh, he would have loved Westworld.
He would have loved it.
Oh, to get a robot horse drunk.
I just feel like they had the money. Why was there no producer in the room?
There might have been.
I bet there were tons of producers in the room.
And they were like, yes, every instrument, play it. They all need to be on the song. And also, no breaks. Just write it as you go. The jam is what we're putting out.
Speaking of there being all instruments, there is a bongo on this track that is nearly silent, and it's through the entire song.
Really?
Yes, I clipped this.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I hear it.
Oh! Through the entire song.
DK! This is like
Donkey
finding out you have rats.
Yes, it is. There's a rat in
How
here.
How long have they been here?
The whole time. I don't think he deserved that scream he gave himself.
Oh, no.
Way early in the song,
way
too.
Way early.
Yeah.
City
at
night.
No.
Oh, that's a later scream. He does so many screams in this song.
I don't think he earned them.
No, he does not.
It's not like he just scatted for a bar. He didn't do anything.
He said, the phrase of a book mm-hmm. that has nothing to do with this song.
Which is
four
what?
Times. City of Night.
Is that a book?
Yeah. Okay, so I checked the Wikipedia and it says, a curious note of object is the reference to City of Night in the song L.A. Woman. The Los Angeles-based portion of the book relies heavily on characters who are drag queens and transgender, which would seem to leave the object of the song as sexually ambiguous. I
don't think that's what he meant.
No, especially because he says woman immediately after that. And then also keeps talking about L.A. as if it's like, well, now I'm talking about the city as a person.
I always thought he was saying city at night. He's saying city of night?
Supposedly, yeah. Again.
But also, City of Night is not entirely a book about Los Angeles. So he's just mentioning a book he just read.
I think the wiki's reaching.
Maybe.
I think he just said some words that sounded cool together.
You're reaching, wiki!
That should be a TV show.
You're reaching, wiki!
Solely based on the character of Wikipedia, of course. Always reaching for facts. We have to keep moving.
We have
this
to.
This is such a long song.
Yeah. I keep thinking like, oh, we're almost there.
Nope.
No. Oh, right. The first of many guitar breaks.
I feel like I'm playing Cruisin' USA.
Yep.
I don't think the piano and the guitar are talking to each other.
I don't think they recorded them at the same time.
Oh, they're both soloing at the same time.
Yeah.
This is a cacophony.
Yeah. That's an interesting idea. What if we all do our solos at the same time?
Is
no
that
one's
a Quaalude
ever
thing?
Done this before.
It's almost definitely a Quaalude thing.
Oh, he's back. I honestly think he just went, drank a beer, and came back.
Absolutely.
100% he did.
I felt him come back into the room. It's like a presence.
Here's what happened. He had been drinking beer for the first part of the song. Uh-huh. When you don't hear him, he's going to get another beer.
Yeah, that's why there's so many solos in the song.
And he's trying to open it off mic so it doesn't make the sound.
At least he's a professional, though.
I do wish we could hear a tonic.
I mean, he could be in there. Yeah. There's a thousand things in here.
The producer's one job was to isolate all of the beer can openings out of the song. That's
right. He just comes in so hot.
Yeah.
LA woman! It's like I'm frightened when he starts singing.
Like, imagine what take this is, too. You know? Right. Like, how long was this session? And
especially because I think they probably did a good chunks of it at once.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I do think a lot of this was just a jam that they put to tape.
Absolutely.
And imagine... Jim trying to hang on that. I can't fathom it. Did he know when to come in and sing, or was he just like, and now is my time?
I fully believe that they were just like, we have a bass rhythm, you sing, and that's why the guitar is like, I'll just, whatever he does, I will play immediately after.
Yeah, they're all working around him.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, you direct this thing.
Yeah.
I genuinely, sometimes like the guitar verges almost on like Americana in a way that I can't articulate.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, it just feels like I'm in a bar in, like, Arizona. Does that make sense?
It does. Like, the game just ended. It's like, all right, everyone, back to sit down, chill out, and then...
Yeah, it feels like Thelma and Louise, like, drove through a town where this music was playing.
Although, I isolated the part that sounds like a weird speakeasy.
Yes! This is so positive.
Yeah, it is positive. It's really upbeat.
I don't mind this.
And we're having fun.
It's like, come on down to Jamba Juice. I like that. It makes me think of smoothies.
Yeah, and then they went and ruined it by adding 20 other instruments. It does sound like he's yelling, but also mumbling at the same time somehow.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
No, he's scream mumbling. Yeah. That's never been done before. No. A lot of firsts in this song.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think so far is the true, excluding Jim Morrison, because that's too easy, who's the true villain of this song?
Ooh.
Which instrument?
Ooh.
Because I have a pick, might be controversial.
I think I'd go piano. Or maybe the motorcycle at the beginning.
I'm going to say piano, because the piano is what takes it from like, all right, this is just a weird, like, crunchy sort of dad guitar song into, no, I want to do my thing. And I'm doing piano.
What do you think it is?
I think it's the bass.
Ooh. Yeah. Why?
I think that it's what everyone else is doing is more in harmony with each other than the bass is. The bass is in harmony with Jim Morrison. Like, they're the same vibe.
That's the Elvis guy. Doing
yes.
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he was not in the
and
band.
I think he didn't like that.
He was like,
I'm
you
sure
guys.
He didn't. Imagine playing with Elvis and being like, boom, 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 boom. And then trying to jam with these fucking drunks.
Elvis is on pills. That's a gentleman's drug.
Back in my day, we didn't have any of these drinks
you
on
can
the stage.
Yeah, you can sing on pills. You can sing on pills, sound like an angel, but booze, it's not a gentleman's drug.
Now, there's one thing that you and Elvis agree on, and that's that women are little. And that's the only
they
thing
are
keeping,
little.
It's the only thing keeping me here.
We love literature.
You ever refer to a woman as medium or larger, and I'm out. I have the bass, and I want to see
how it sounds. Hear it.
Okay, let me turn this down for a bit, and then...
Jerry, what's happening?
I mean, this is just... This is like this guy saying, oh, you want some bass? Fine.
Yeah.
Here you go. How's this?
I will give you four bars.
Baseline equivalent of fuck you.
he does kind of switch it up later, but not by much. Like, it's always just him playing one part over and over.
Now, what happened to their regular bassist?
I don't know. I don't know if they had
Robbie
one.
Robbie Krieger? They had, what's his name? Who was the guy on
Jeremiah.
Keys?
Krasinski.
That's right,
John Krasinski.
Oh,
yes,
shit.
His father.
Who was the guy? I can't remember their names now. I think Robbie Krieger was either the bassist or the guitarist. John Densmore, I think, was the drummer.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And then it's the keyboard guy whose name I can't remember. Ray Manzarek.
Ray Manzarek.
That's one. It was on the tip of my tongue.
Okay.
So close.
Mark Benno also played a rhythm guitar on this song.
Oh, nice. Thanks for stopping by, Mark.
So wait, there's like seven people on this song?
Yeah. I want to know who's credited for doing the bongos.
Great question.
What if no one is?
It's almost definitely fucking Jim himself. He's just like, I gotta, I wanna do a.
I play instruments too, you guys.
You're not special. You think you're fucking good? No, I'm good.
I think even as sparing as they are, they're a little too tight to be Jim Morrison.
That's true.
Okay, and then.
I don't hear the bongo falling over.
That's true. Ah, shit. Oh.
I knocked over the djembe.
He pronounces the T.
Djembe.
He would, motherfucker. All okay, right. Then now we get to hear more about L.A. Woman. Can't wait to hear what she's like, what her interests
the
are.
The further adventures of L.A. Woman in color.
Wonder what kind of car she drives.
Oh, you won't find out. L.A.
Woman. Startles me. L.A. Woman. Nope.
L.A. Woman, Sunday afternoon. L.A. Woman, Sunday afternoon.
Sure.
L.A. Woman, Sunday afternoon. I think he's saying Sunday.
Sunday? Sunday,
yes.
I think. Oh, okay, bye.
L.A. Woman, Sunday afternoon.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I
sure,
Jim. I thought
Jim.
It was nighttime.
Yeah, he goes from City of Night to Sunday afternoon.
So this song is moving forward in time.
Wow.
Or he's passed out for a few days, doesn't know what That's time right. or place it is.
They have kept jamming.
Get out the jam drop.
That jam session we just heard was a time lapse.
That's right. They rip Ben Winkle them.
Yeah. Now, this part of the song, the L.A. Woman chorus, I guess?
There's
as
no
close
structure.
As you, yeah.
My memory of this, and it's one of the reasons I dislike this song so much.
You
one
can say
the,
hate.
One of the few... I hate it. Thank you. Thank you. One of the few college parties I ever went to... My college career did not last very long. One of the few college parties I went to was my friend... I was at a my visiting my friend... at an out-of-town college. I can't remember where it was. Somewhere in Pennsylvania. And we went to this party, and there were, like, four dudes in backwards baseball caps.
Nope.
This song was playing. They are scream-singing it at each other in a circle.
No. Mm-mm. I don't feel safe. I don't feel
safe. Like a fraternity ritual.
Yeah, I can see them so clearly. So clearly.
How do you scream sing this?
L.A. Woman.
Like that. That's it. Yeah. L.A. Woman. L.A. Woman. They were just doing that.
I can't tell if that's better or worse than my college party experience was the same thing, but to like Little John. I don't know which one's worse. I genuinely can't tell you.
Little John, I feel like you can at least have fun too. This song, if it's on at a party, there is a long stretch where you're just listening to some solos.
Yeah.
And then when it's not the solos, it's just unintelligible screaming. Who put this on a playlist?
I don't know.
That's me
feel
at the
like,
same party.
Who put this on the playlist? I do feel like it's a similar.
That's you at the tender age of four, that's and you're right. Just like, who put this on the playlist?
You sound like Jim Morrison. It is a specific type of affront, though, simultaneously, to have a man in a backwards baseball cap scream, the sweat dripped down my balls.
Yeah.
I don't know. We can say one's definitively worse.
I feel like in time, there's like a song that people in baseball caps yell at each other that changes over generations.
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to think, is Sweet Caroline.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Where does that fall in this timeline of like
I don't think
LA
backwards
woman?
Baseball caps wear, do Sweet Caroline.
Oh, I think they do.
I think they do.
I think
do
it's
they?
Universal.
I think they do, yeah.
I also want to say, just while we're talking about it, if you're a straight man, please don't wear a backwards baseball cap. I feel very
around.
I feel very unsafe when I see a straight man.
Your eyes are unprotected from the sun.
Yeah, it's
I'm
just...
I think I've ever seen gay men wear backwards
baseball
caps.
It's cute when they
caps.
Do it, and it's cute when girls do it. But when a straight man does it, it is offensive. Please retire that look. It's upsetting me personally. Thank you.
Also, you can cut the bill off a cap and just have it be a little...
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a large yarmulke.
Paul, you ever tried that? You're a king of hats.
You are the king
You're
of hats.
You're a hat king.
I'm a hat king, for sure. I have many hats all tied together.
What I like about Paul is that he doesn't go forward or backwards. He's like, no, the entire thing is the cap, or is the bill.
That's a sensible
I have,
hat.
Yes. I have all my baseball caps have...
just sewn
multiple
together.
Complete circumference of brim.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it, my question is it one continuous brim or is it multiple brims overlapping
it's
each other?
It's one continuous brim.
Wow.
I like to imagine that you still have the like the ponytail hole in there somehow.
There's four different ponytail holes.
Yeah, okay. You can have, what is it, pigtails when it's four? Quadra tails?
What?
We have four pigtails.
Is that a thing?
No, but it's about to
but
be.
But if you had the ponytail hole,
yes.
you'd have two side ponies.
Yes.
And then you would have
two front
and back ponies.
A front and rear pony.
Why
yeah.
not? If you got the hair.
Yeah,
if it's, you have enough to do that.
It's port, starboard, that's right. Bow, and whatever the other one is. Huh? Yes. Stern.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for a hat.
Uh-huh. Okay, so look out for that Punch Up the GM merch dropping later.
Right.
I want to see that hat. Somebody draw it at least.
Please.
If you can draw this hat, please tweet it at us. We'll
send
share
one to
it.
Paul. He's legally obligated to wear it.
Yes. He has to approve all hats before they go into circulation.
Very true. This is my curse.
Okay, next clip. What?
Into your blues.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh, geez. Okay. This sounds like your very drunk uncle at Thanksgiving is like very excited about remembering the lyrics to a song.
Yes.
And incredibly self-congratulatory after every line.
Yeah. Like this comes on, you know, you got the radio on Thanksgiving.
Of course.
And he's like, wait, turn this one up. This is my music.
Into your blues. Ah, yeah.
What do you think happened when he made that noise? That sounds like a real, what was his name? Howard.
Howard Dean?
Dean, yeah. That was a real Howard Dean moment he just said.
Ironically, this is also what ruined Jim Morrison's run for presidency.
That's right.
Yeah!
I just think he's so excited. Like, my guess is that he tried to sing this 100 times, and this is like the 101st take, and
yes.
He finally did it right, and he's so excited. He's like, whoa, baby!
And they're like, oh, God, now you fucked it up. Ugh, we'll use it. It's
just
fine.
Keep it.
I wonder now how many takes this is.
Right.
How many, like, was it Frankenstein together of like, well, this was this part he was okay for and this part he was okay for.
Yeah.
The poor
engineer. I don't know how much they did that back in those days.
We got to find that engineer and ask him.
Yeah.
We gotta.
We have to.
We have to do this.
If anyone knows this engineer, have him give us a call.
Yeah, 1-800-MIX-A-LOT.
Yeah, 1-800-MIX-A-LOT. Kick those nasty thoughts.
So this is where this gets very strange.
Give us a call.
Try that number. See what happens.
The lines are open.
Drive into your suburbs.
Sure.
Okay, so now, unless we're talking like he's doing foreplay on some titties, I don't know how that could be about a person anymore.
No, because it goes, LA woman, Sunday afternoon, drive through your suburbs into your blues. So is he saying, when he says L.A. woman, is that his way of saying L.A.
is
a woman?
Yes, I think so. I believe that
it's caveman speak. L.A. woman. New York man.
That's the follow-up we need.
Yeah.
New York man.
Drive through suburbs into your blues. So now, but we can't gloss over this. Do you feel that the tits are the suburbs of a woman's body?
I do believe that is correct.
Okay.
Yes. Right. I do believe
what
that is.
What is the major metropolitan area of a woman's body?
The vagina.
Okay.
It is specifically
we're on the same page.
The vagina.
We're on the same page.
The breasts are the San Gabriel Mountains.
That makes sense because
Altadena, Pasadena.
Absolutely.
Which is what I also call my boobs.
You ever go down to the metropolitan area and you can't find the bank?
Right?
You nasty boy.
Filthy.
Jim Morrison did it.
I'm so sorry, Paul. Into your blues. Okay, so if we're talking about the city, is he saying drive through your suburbs? He's literally saying I'm driving through Pasadena and into the Blue Mountains. Or if we're talking about a woman, the blues because the suburbs are her intimacy issues. And he's driving through them like an asteroid field trying to get into the heart of her depression.
Wait, do we have Blue Mountains here? Are they called the Blue Mountains?
For Jim Morrison, maybe.
See, this is the thing. Like, you can't...
I don't know how to interpolate this
at
all.
No, it's a mess. It's so sloppy in terms of its imagery.
Yep.
It's all over the place. And it's like, and look, of course, you have the freedom to make a song as trippy or whatever as you want, but... If you're trying to, you need like something to hold on to, you know, you need something to hold on to know or not to know what the song is about, but so at least it makes it easier for you to have your own interpretation.
Yes. Right. So it can mean something to you. It has to be random words jumbled together.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be like so literal, but it has to make, there has to be some kind of cohesion to the poetry of
it. Coherence. Right. I think is the word we're looking for.
We need at least one line that is like, definitive in what it is saying. If the title was LA is a woman, then I'd be like, cool, we can probably figure this out.
Right.
But
we did say he released poetry, right?
Yes.
So is he trying to be like LA woman Sunday afternoon? Drive through your suburbs.
Cue the bongos. I think that I bet what is supposed to be happening is that he's singing about L.A. as a woman and he's singing about a literal woman. So you can have it. You can interpret it both ways. That feels like
I think you might
the
be right.
overall thing that he's going for.
Yes.
But lines like drive from your suburbs into your blues, it's like that only means something to you. And that's, I guess, that you're entitled.
Frankly,
but
frustrating to try to figure out.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I feel dumb.
Maybe it's a song about how much he hates traffic. And he's saying, when I'm driving through the suburbs, it's super easy. Right. I can drive as fast as I need to. But then I get into the blues because I'm sad. I'm in the
it's
city
traffic.
Now.
When I'm
traffic.
Down in Vagina
I have
Town.
In a vagina.
I got the blues.
Did you say Vagina Town?
I said Vagina Town.
That is the name of my upcoming
Richard,
pilot.
Richard
Thank you
Scary.
So much.
Oh, it got greenlit.
It did. Vagina Town.
Based on
CBS.
Richard Scarry's Vagina Town?
That is Richard Scarry. My number one inspiration about talking about my own vagina.
Still using the Apple car.
Why isn't there a life-size version of that car?
I don't know.
If we have smart cars, we can have that Apple
car. Apple cars. Not Apple the company, though.
No.
A literal Apple.
To rub it in Apple's faces.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, fuck you, Apple.
Yeah, you weren't the first to come up with the Apple car.
Okay, and then what the fuck
well,
can
actually,
you possibly say next?
Before that, I have this thing.
Oh, no. What?
Into your blues. Oh, yeah!
Am I gonna go to Washington? Am I gonna go to Hawaii? Am I gonna go to Arkansas?
Yeah! The funny thing to me is that first like rising scream is maybe the most melodic this
yes,
sounds.
Yes, it's actually
absolutely.
Technically very good. And he goes right from his chest register and through his head voice with no break.
Yeah.
Into your blues. Oh yeah.
There's even a little Ooh. Vibrato in there.
Yes, that yeah. sounds good.
Maybe yeah. the yeah is him going, I sang.
I sang. It finally happened.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but he kind of had a voice at the start of his career, right?
No, he did.
He did, right?
Yeah.
He just drank it out.
It's unfortunately he sang door songs, but he did have kind of he did have kind of a cool rock and roll croony
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, it was a thing.
Yeah.
And then by here, it's just like degraded.
For
to
sure.
Drunk Uncle.
Yes. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Drunk Uncle.
Yow!
And then it goes into 30-second break.
Say, bartender, I'll take a glass of your finest sarsaparilla.
You ain't from around here, are ya?
Have you seen the sheriff? He got no boots.
Oh, that's news in this town.
I don't know.
This piano fucking...
I think it kind of was a big deal when someone got new clothes back then.
I would believe that.
Did you get a vest?
A cummerbund.
When did you get that?
Oh, trying to fancy yourself up, eh?
And then we're like into this like, I don't even know how to describe that. It's just, it's like waiting.
Yeah.
They're literally just vamping until he starts singing again.
But that bass is like taunting now.
Yeah.
This is what you sound like.
I feel personally attacked by the bass.
So fun thing about this is a sample.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh, this little, this part. It's such a small part, but it is a sample. It's this song, House in the Country by Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I have the clip.
Wait, this is sick.
No need to worry, folks in a hurry.
Okay. Do you
That's
think
like
that was
all of it.
Deliberate, though? That
yes,
sounds like
it's credited.
Like it, but did they do that preemptively, or was that a suing thing?
Oh, hmm.
Was it a constant craving, like Rolling Stones, Katie Lang kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I have no idea.
That feels to me, based on the juxtaposition of it, that was an accident. You were like playing something like this sounds good. Oh, right, because we did write it.
I feel like I loosely remember reading something about one of them being like, "This was a tribute to that band," but I'm like. No one knows that, and also it's a very, very small part.
Yeah.
It feels like a mistake.
Yeah.
I kind of just want to listen to another song now. That,
right?
That ripped.
House in the Country.
I could sing along to that.
Yeah, there's music.
You just proved it.
Thank you. That is my vocal debut. Thank you so much.
And then old Jimmy comes back in.
Oh, God, again?
Very strong.
I see your hair is burning. I
forgot about this.
Oh, no.
Hills are filled with fire.
Oh, nice.
He loved to rhyme fire
if
with the four things.
I never loved you.
Oh, that harmonizing piano.
know they are a liar.
Now, at the time, that was grammatically incorrect.
Really?
Now, with the new gender pronouns, he could get away with that.
That's true.
Saying if they say if they say I never loved you, they are a liar.
Yeah, and also we're a liar. If they say I never like never mind. No. Right. Well, never mind.
Oh no, this is like an English nightmare for me. I don't understand any of this. I did not go to college. I'm so sorry.
I see your hair is burning.
So now he's trying to talk about forest fires.
Yes.
And he's referring to the trees as the LA as a woman's hair. Which to me is the most third grade poetry thing I've ever fucking heard.
You don't think the trees are the hair of the city?
No.
What are you? What's the hair of the city then, Miel? Hmm.
Seaweed.
Mm. Oh, that's the hair down below, maybe.
What about landlocked cities?
We don't acknowledge those.
Fair.
We are a They're coastal
bald.
Podcast.
Every landlocked city is bald.
Pretty your heart bald. Out, Cincinnati.
Unfortunately. We have a river. Is there seaweed? Is there freshwater river?
You're asking. I know nothing about Cincinnati.
I would say the hair of the city are the pampas grasses. They are the feather grasses. They are the Mexican feather grasses or cattails.
And also, I wouldn't say that the hills, because that means the hills are the head.
No, the hills are the titties.
But then the titties then are filled
the suburbs.
With... Wait, the titties are filled with fire?
Oh, yeah. No, they're fire titties.
Wait, what's the line again?
Okay. I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire.
Okay.
If they say I never loved you, you know they are a liar.
What horseshit? This is terrible.
This is my Joan Didion, you know? It's my anthem to my city.
It's such lousy poetry.
Yeah.
Oh, truly. This is bad for a kid. If my kid wrote this, I'd be like, sweetie, give it up. This
you want to put it on the fridge?
Honey, why don't you try for football? This isn't going to go.
Make the fridge.
Oh, maybe you're more of a bully.
Yeah, we'll put this on the we'll put this on the garage fridge.
He was so bad at poetry, we thought he had real potential as a bully.
Honey, let me teach you some insults. At least you can be good at something.
Have you ever heard stop hitting yourself?
Oh, that probably killed in 1971.
Oh, yeah.
Nookies? No, wait. Noogies.
Noogies.
Noogies, not noogies.
Yeah.
Swirlies? These are all things. Wet Willies.
Yeah, Wet Willies.
So many ways to bully.
All better venues for Jim Morrison.
I miss bullying before the internet.
I know,
before
right?
People complained about it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Bullying was fun. Stick it in your finger in your mouth and put it in an ear.
Everyone knew their place. They played their part.
Yeah, you know, no more excuses to lick your finger now.
You used to be able to put a kid in their locker in third period and they wouldn't get out until lunch.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. I did that for sure.
Is that all we have to say
know,
about
okay,
this?
So if they say I never loved you, you know they are a liar. So the city is a person and simultaneously has conscious thought and also cares about what Jim Morrison thinks about it. There's a lot to be read into.
I guess apparently, so.
Yeah, like who is saying, oh, you never loved this city?
No, the city is. She's like, I'm going to burn myself to the ground.
I heard you never loved me.
No, that's not true.
They are a liar.
Just one quick question. Hey, where are the little ladies in their Hollywood bungalows? Can we go back to that? Or we just moved right past it?
They have moved right past. I think he comes back to it at the end.
Yeah, finding out which way the wind blows yielded no results.
Turns out I don't know how to do that science. Moving right along.
Before we go to the next clip, why don't we take an ad break?
Oh, hooray!
Yeah!
And we're back. Can we get a scream to intro us in?
That break is so perfect.
So Howard Deany.
So good at that.
If Howard Dean had the ramp up to the scream,
we would have loved him.
Everyone would have loved him.
We would have seen those, like,
here it comes.
He'd be serving his third term. We would have changed the rules.
We would have seen, like, the Shepherd Fairy posters, but just like, and the font is getting bigger.
No, I think it starts to start with, like, a beep.
Yeah. It goes up the side of the poster. So it's little tiny letters in the lower left-hand corner. And it goes up. And
acrostic then, like, poetry. Yeah. But just the same letter. Yeah. Sure. Poor Howard Dean. If only he just spun it as I was just doing Jim Morrison. We all would have been like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, if our podcast has been around at the time, we could have helped him out.
More's the pity.
I love this part because I feel like him, like this, I see you here is burning verse is like him sort of taking it down a notch. And then he was like, no, fuck that.
Oh, no.
Driving down your freeway.
This voice is fully gone for that first word.
Midnight alleys roam.
What?
Midnight Alley's Rome?
Yeah.
Cops in cars, the topless bars, never saw a woman.
I never realized he sang about topless bars.
Topless.
Is he saying topless? Topless.
I wish it was topless
it
bars.
It sounds more like topless bars. Can I hear it again?
Topless bars. A woman eating alone. Tiny
God
dishes.
Cops in cars, the topless bars.
Oh, I wish it was topless.
Topless bars.
It sounded so like topless to me.
It's true, though. That's good observation.
Topless bars.
A woman eating alone in the topless bar is truly so sad.
The thing is,
I
don't think
she has to get 40 tiny plates and eat them all alone.
None of the actual like restaurants are open.
Yeah, they're like, so for just yourself? Okay, for one person, I don't know what to recommend you.
I guess I'll get the Brussels sprouts and the hummus and the pita. God. The garlic bread. The nuts? You just nuts? Okay.
I'll take over. Have you eaten with us before?
No.
Oh, well, you're in for a real explanation.
This part freaks me out because it's not, it's like he just leans into the fact that these aren't connected. He says, cops and cars, forget that. Okay, topless bars. Okay, also forget that. I've never seen a woman so alone.
Wait, I thought he was saying the woman is the topless bar dancer.
But then what are the cops and the cars?
They're just outside.
Guys, can I tell you what I think?
Please, please.
I think he's back to talking about the woman, Los Angeles.
Hmm.
He's driving through the city at night.
He sees the alleys roam, of course.
The alleys roam.
Yeah.
He sees the cops in cars. He sees the topless bars. He's never seen a lady so alone.
Right, right, right. That's what it is. Wow. Okay. That makes way more sense.
It's nighttime in the city. You know, everything just feels that sort of bleak vibe.
Yeah, he even says driving down your freeways.
Yeah.
Midnight alleys.
You know how from
Rome.
The freeway you can see so many
cops and cars?
So many alleys, cops and cars, and topless bars?
Yeah. Is he like on the 10, like going east, just like south of downtown?
Oh, he's got to be on the 101.
It's the 101.
Got to be on the 101.
This is a 101 song, of course. The topless bars, cops and cars. I'm still pretty
cops
hung up.
Cops and cars, topless bars.
Come on down to Los Angeles. We've got it all. Women so alone.
That's how this would make sense if Fred Schneider covered it.
Yeah.
If the B-52s covered this song.
If they say I never loved you.
You
oh my know
God.
They are a liar.
We have fucking cracked it. That's
exactly
that needs
oh,
to happen.
God damn it. I wish we had figured that out before you did the budget.
Oh, I would love to hear them do this song.
Well, I just got into town about an hour ago.
It makes sense suddenly. It works.
It does.
Fuck me. How do we feel about
Little Lady? Like that. Now I buy it.
Yeah.
Now
it's,
I buy
wait,
it.
Now it's
creepy.
Not sexual. It's just him being like, look, this is instructional. Little Lady.
And then the lady singer can just riff during the instrumental breaks.
Yeah.
Suddenly I like it. Driving. Okay, how do we feel about the Midnight Alley's Rome? That is really bothering me.
It's what terrible.
Is, what is it supposed to mean?
Midnight Alley's Rome. You can't just
make a
put
thing?
Three words together.
The alleys, of course, change shape at midnight, grow legs, and walk around. Is that what we're saying?
I'm just realizing not one of these words can apply to, like,
no,
can
no.
be put with any of the others.
No, no, no.
No.
You can't
three
have
random words.
Midnight can't roam, an alley can't roam. You can't have a midnight alley. You can have an, what the
he
fuck?
He just read Cinderella before recording. I was very inspired by
it's
the pumpkin.
Midnight.
You yes. can, you can roam an alley at midnight.
Yeah.
But
know.
You cannot midnight alley roam unless that's a phrase from his life where
midnight.
He's like, I'm just going to do a quick midnight alley roam. And
the midnight alleys roam, as in the
oh, so,
alleys are the doing the roaming.
Yeah, not good. Not good, Jen.
Maybe it's like alleys, as in like someone named Alley, plural.
Oh, at midnight she roams.
Those midnight alleys are roaming.
Yeah,
it's like a
alleys.
Bike gang.
Yeah, ooh,
the
midnight alleys.
Yeah. The midnight alleys. Yeah, they yeah, roam yeah. the city.
Watch that's out for right. those midnight alleys.
Uh-huh. Okay, we cracked it. Glad we figured that out.
Great.
Good news.
So alone. So alone. So alone. So
oh my God. The band sounds so bored.
They do.
They're trying to come up with shit to do because the song is so long.
He's taking so long to sing.
A Jada move, glad to sadness. A Jada move, glad to sadness.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, now.
This here we
is
go.
Where if you didn't hate this song before. This is one of the most unforgivable sins in music. This whole Mr.
Just
Mojo Rising
the
break.
Tempo.
Really?
Oh, everything about the tempo.
The tempo, which of course
the tempo, the bongo.
It's the trumbo of tempos.
Sure
of
is.
Course,
it's
right?
this horrible turgid tempo shift.
Ugh.
This dumb Mr. Mojo Rising. The fact that Mr. Mojo Rising is an anagram of Jim Morrison.
One yes. that, of course, makes no sense.
No.
Also, where the G come from? Although
no, that's why it's
I guess
rising.
An apostrophe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he just dropped the G.
I know. I feel like we're
it's terrible.
I mean, I looked up other anagrams because I was like, what did he pick? Oh, like, what was Mr. Mojo Rising he chose over other
I
choices?
Cannot wait.
But before we get to that, let's just say that this part, he's saying So Alone a few times. He says, Motel Money, Murder Madness.
Which, sure. by the way, also another pilot I am pitching this season.
Motel, mm-hmm. Oh, it's just Bates Motel.
Mm-hmm. No, it's actually True Detective and Casino.
Ooh. I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm sold.
Hey, did you see 4M last night?
4M.
Yeah. Motel Money, Murder Madness?
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing a couple of shows in a row, right? Sold out.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did. I have a guy, though. I got in. They played 3 encore, sold 2 a.m.
I didn't know they had more than the one song.
Yeah, the last
no,
encore
they
was just...
Oh, they played play the
no,
one
it's
song
just them doing
hours.
Cocaine on stage for 3 hours.
And then he says, let's change the mood from glad to sadness. I was like, this is not... We're not glad about this.
Wait, I'm sorry. He's singing about the musical shift that's about to happen?
Yes.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
No,
and
I
also,
don't want you to do that.
Are you saying we were glad up to this point?
That piano, hello? It was like pure Disneyland.
Just that part.
Unfortunately, like, there's a drunk man screaming on top of it.
It's like if Beyonce kept saying, like, key change before turning the key change.
I love on top.
Yeah.
Honey, it's key change. You! I really, he just broke the fourth wall for me as if it was ever there.
Yeah.
And I'm so mad. I can't get over it.
Was there like a big string of motel murders for money in the 70s?
I can't imagine that even in the 70s, motels were a great place to be killing people for money.
No.
Although a great place to kill people. None of your stuff.
That is not up for debate.
No.
Absolutely the best place.
You can get
top
stains
three.
On everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about replacing carpet.
That's exactly right.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Safe.
They're already full of forensic evidence.
Like, very
you're going to get lost in the sauce.
You know how much DNA they're going to find? How can they pinpoint it? Right.
You can't prove one of these bloods is mine.
Bloods?
One of
you
these bloods.
UN bloods?
Yep.
One of these blood batches.
What's the plural of blood? Oh, it's also blood.
I'm tired of your shit, Jim. I don't care about your words anymore.
Oh, then you're going to love when the song itself does heroin.
Oh, God. Oh, as if it couldn't get any slower.
Yeah.
Already he was saying two lines when he could have been saying four. You didn't earn this. You didn't earn this. You're not the fucking Beatles. This isn't a day in the life. What's happening?
He needed another drink.
The drums. He's so bored. Just keep playing? Okay.
Keep an ear up with bongos.
Oh my God, it's longer than I thought it was.
Yeah, me too.
Getting
I don't remember
slower.
This. I thought
it's
he got to it
getting slower.
I keep going, and now. Mr. Okay. He's got to slow it down even more for that first line.
As if that's like an epic thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool, dude. Your name.
Give me a big build-up to Mr. Mojo Rising. Because when I, here's what I want you to do. Like, really, like, just let the tension build. And then when I come up with Mr. Mojo Rising, people are like, oh, shit, he said it.
Did he say it?
Did he say Mr. Mojo Rising? You got it. I'm right.
Say
Mr.
it
Mojo
again.
Rising. Oh, don't worry. I'm going to say it a bunch of times.
Mr. Mojo. So he's just let's unscramble the anagram. Mr. Jim Morrison.
Not even Mr. It's just Jim Morrison.
So he not only.
But wait, then he stuck a T in there.
No,
Mr.
MR.
It's the, yeah, MR, I think he's what
he's.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cheat. The anagram community is very upset about this. Oh, I see you are a member of the anagram community. Very strict about the anagram sounds.
Oh, if I could come up with an anagram for anagram community right now, that would be.
We'll add it in
if
post.
Only.
We'll
yeah,
add
please.
It in post.
I'll work on it at home and send it to you.
So what the fuck made him think he deserved to just say his own name?
Well, because the other alternatives were not good enough.
Oh, like, such as?
Join Mr. Miros.
I love that so much better.
Junior Mini Rooms.
Love that so much.
Junior Mini Rooms.
Two Junior Mormons.
Oh, my, are you kidding? Two Junior Mormons. That's the name of the song.
Junior Mormons.
That's a play I have seen on off-Broadway.
One Junior Moon Rims.
Yep. Moon Rims, of course, is when you're...
That's my old address.
One Junior Moon
Rims. You can find me at One Junior Moon Rims.
You're the most whimsical man in the world.
Mr. NJ Iris Moo. Like Mr. New Jersey Iris Moo. Moms in Rio Jr.
Already.
Moms in Rio Jr. Bad
that's
news.
A spinoff of Moms in Rio. Which is the spinoff of Moms.
Of course, right?
Iris Jr. Mom, no.
Yep. These are all better. These are all better.
Mr. Mo, join IRS.
Yep.
Jim R. is moron.
Oh.
Yeah?
I'm in Junior's room. And finally, I'm John Morris. I'm John Morris.
Everyone would be like, I thought you were Jim Morris' son. No?
Nope.
I've had it wrong the whole time.
I'm John Morris.
I think genuinely my favorite pick would just be for him to say, Jim Morris' son.
Why not? Just go for it.
If you're going to say your name, own it.
Just go for
because
it.
Because also saying Mr. Mojo Rising does not fit in the context of the song itself, so this is only for the anagram.
Yeah.
Also, like, what was with white guys in the 70s thinking mojo was, like, a cool thing to say and totally using correctly?
I don't know.
That's not what mojo is.
This is like him saying, I'm getting hornier.
The beat just gets faster and faster, and then it ends with a scream.
Are we just basing this on Austin Powers?
Yes! Do
absolutely.
I make you Randy?
The only other white man I know from the 70s, of course, Austin Powers. Yes, that's an encyclopedia for everything I know.
Yeah. So, he can't just say it the one time.
No.
Oh, hell no.
He really should have. He really should
maybe
have
you didn't hear me. I said Mr. Mojo Rising.
Or Raisin. He's saying Rising very.
Oh, he changed the pronunciation up a lot.
Oh, God, it's so slow. I feel like the Quaaludes just kicked it.
It did.
It doesn't sound cooler. Oh, we're going faster now.
Piece by piece.
Do you think he's like doing conductor hands? Like faster, faster,
absolutely.
Faster.
Absolutely.
And he's doing it like the Lady in the Bladder commercial. Does the high school band.
Yep.
And all she does is just wave her arms back and forth.
Oh, he doesn't know what he's doing. No, stop, sir. Stop. This sounds like a high school football game.
It is like slowly picking up the gotta
keep on rising.
There's a part of that where he just stops pronouncing properly. He says, "Meta mojo rising," and I clip that out because that's the Adam Sandler part to me.
Oh my gosh.
Meta mojo rising.
That sounds exactly
1,000%.
Meta mojo rising.
Metamojo Rising! Wow.
My question is, did he think this sounded cool? Mm-hmm. He did,
He absolutely did. He was like, that breakdown, people are going to just be going nuts. And then when he says it, they're going to just start like cheering until it's just the freak out at the end.
But you have to understand, when somebody first told me about this anagram business, they were telling me like it was a cool thing. Like,
how old were you, though?
I was probably in high school.
See,
like
that's
people
when
thought
it was cool.
It was cool.
No. That's who it's cool to.
Well, if it's cool to anyone, yes, for sure.
Like, what did 30-year-olds think at the time this was popular? That's what I wanted.
They were like, oh.
They're like, okay, honey.
Wow.
That's so sweet.
What did Rich Summers' character from Mad Men think?
I ask him.
It feels like he's just like he says, "Mr. Mojo Rising." It's like they're not getting it. I'm gonna say it until you understand.
Yeah.
It's an anagram.
Yeah.
I also feel like there's maybe a Mr. Mojo Riesling in there.
What's Mojo Riesling?
It's
a lovely wine for the summer. a nice Mr. Mojo Riesling.
Yes.
If you're like, if you can be on a porch.
Yes. It pairs really well with like French cheeses.
Yes.
Stinkier the better.
Oh, I wish I was there.
He could have made so many brand opportunities from Mr. Mojo Rising.
Absolutely.
Mr. Mojo Raisins, California Raisins crossover.
California Raisins.
That's what would have happened if he hadn't done it.
That's true.
Did they cover
this
song? They should have covered this song.
That was the inception of the California Raisins, yes. It was a mishearing of Mr. Mojo Raisin.
It seems like he's probably repeated this enough. He has no reason to continue going, right?
Oh, God, please tell me he doesn't keep going.
Well, he doesn't keep going with the full thing.
Jesus. This is an assault. Why? Oh, my God. How?
Yeah. This is a fucking cowardly lion.
It sounds like he quickly spotted that rat. It's like,
how did anyone hear this and not immediately think this man needs help? This is the sound of a man having a psychotic break on tape.
Yes.
He's just going, oh, oh.
But like guys like Ray Manzarek, you know, defended him for years and acted like he was this, you know, swami or whatever. Like he was some genius.
I mean,
and it's like,
but he's just drunk here.
Yes, exactly.
This is just a drunk man.
Yeah. And you got for the short time they were all together. How unbearable must he have been?
Oh,
for,
God. Can
you
imagine?
What I mean?
Yes.
Like, oh.
Especially because he clearly also agreed he was a genius, right?
Yeah, he thinks he's the God's gift to man.
Yeah, he didn't talk anyone out of it. If anyone said, Jim Morrison, you're a genius, he wasn't like, hold on a second.
I also am really confused because on doing research for this episode, I Google image searched him, and I realized who I thought was Jim Morrison my whole life. The image I've had in my head is the actor that played Jim Morrison.
Oh, Val Kilmer?
I don't know. He was kind of hot. And
they
he's got his like arms
sexy.
Out
yeah,
and
yeah,
he
yeah.
has like the like eight pack.
Absolutely.
And he's like long hair. He's like kind of sexy. But then I looked at the real Jim Morrison. I was like, oh, he's not hot at all.
But
I don't
it depends what time period, because the Jim Morrison in the movie The Doors, played by Val Kilmer, for most of the movie is that hot guy. And Jim Morrison looked like that for a long time. And then the booze just took over and he just became this bloated mess.
Yeah, the booze bloat.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't find a handsome picture of him.
Really?
Maybe I was looking in the wrong places. I don't know. The dark web hasn't done me well.
I isolated this part because I want to hear what it sounds like, and it's great.
Oh, God.
Riding, riding.
This sounds like someone's murdering. Doesn't it sound like someone in a cult committing a murder?
Yeah, and this is the sound of the person getting murdered.
I got one, yay, right.
This is some Charles Manson shit.
It sounds like a really bad Tim, like a yeah, like a yes, but like yeah.
Yeah, he was very inspired from Rocky Horror. I don't think that'd come out yet.
I don't know.
I can't. I don't even want to try to understand what was going through his head when he made these noises.
We couldn't possibly.
He might have. Listen, I'm sorry, Paul. He might have just come.
I mean,
it might have been what that
it's
was.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, he goes from my
he was
mojo's
in the bathroom anyway.
Right, he goes from my mojo's rise into well, I came.
Oh, I wonder if that's what they intended.
I hope you're happy.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. Imagine that's his noise.
I got a whoa.
I feel so bad for everyone that ever had sex with Jim Morrison.
Yeah, I feel. I think they feel bad for themselves as well.
I should hope so.
How much more of the song is there? This has got to be the end.
Oh, there are four clips left.
Okay, we're getting there. We're getting there. Jesus.
There's so much of this song.
Ugh.
Brother. Oh, another solo. Fantastic.
The shortest solo, and it's still 8 seconds long.
Oh, that's the jiggy jiggy down about an hour ago.
Well, that jiggy jiggy down about an hour ago.
I love that Will Smith song.
It's the best... he just goes back into that beginning part.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
It is broke.
It was never fixed.
If it ain't fixed, it's not my job.
Hey, guys, I'm just a drunk in the bathroom, and someone gave me a microphone. It's not my job to write stuff.
I'm just a drunk in the bathroom.
Which was actually going to be their follow-up album, unfortunately, before he died.
An honest album.
Yeah.
Drunk in the bathroom.
Strangely sung to the same tune as the Schoolhouse Rock. I'm just a bill. Are you a lucky little lady in the city of life? Oh, he already asked us.
Well, he's screaming it now.
Maybe you don't hear so good.
Oh my God.
He somehow makes the word angel sound like it's angel.
Yeah.
Angel.
Yeah, it's angel. Mr. Mojo has infected this angel.
I guess so.
God, also, you couldn't have just ended it at the scream. What is the purpose of this?
He doesn't say anything new. There's no reason for the song to keep going.
Just
Let's
an ego
take
maniac.
It back to the beginning.
What did he think? He thought this was like his...
He's like, oh, they
Bohemian
want a reprise.
Rhapsody? Yeah, I don't understand what he thinks.
He thought it was his Bohemian Rhapsody, but he's like, I'll write a quarter of the lyrics.
Man, okay. I'll be the only guy that sings.
No harmonies. Don't you dare touch my mojo rising. God, how much better that could have been with a sick harmony on it.
Yeah.
Here he is, Miel.
That's actually him?
Yeah.
Okay, he was kind of handsome.
Yeah, he was cute.
Kind of handsome. The mullet is a lot. But also,
it's a proto mullet.
Everything he does is a lot. He's like, yeah.
He seems like kind of a, dare I say it, egomaniac?
A little bit.
Sorry, Jim Morrison's estate. Don't sue us.
An egomaniac would have ended this 10 clips ago.
He was kind of hot. Y'all, Google Jim Morrison.
Google Jim Morrison.
Let me know if you think he's hot, too.
Pull over real quick. Flip that handbrake up. You don't want the car slipping. Google Jim Morrison.
Here's a great one of him eating chips when he's...
No,
he looks so different. He looks like...
I'm starting to think he's less hot and he had a good haircut. That's what it was.
He looks like Peter Brady.
He had good hair. I don't think he was hot.
Picture. Yeah.
Guys, we're going to throw a poll up on Twitter. Was Jim Morrison actually hot? Settle this once and for all.
We might have skewed it a little bit talking about all of this before the poll, but...
Judge for yourself. Get out your laser pointers and identify his flaws.
You tell us.
Little ladies?
If you thought all the little woman stuff is gone, just you wait.
No, he's going to talk about the one that dies. That was a little woman restaurant. Thank you.
Sorry, I did ignore that.
It's fine. I couldn't remember her name, so I didn't totally have it.
Is it Joe?
Joe? Does Joe die?
The little lady?
Little women? The little women that die.
No, Joe does not die.
Joe's the outspoken one. Mary.
Yes.
Suzanne. Me. I don't remember their names.
It's Joe, Meg, Beth, and Amy, I want to say.
Are we sure there's not a Clara Beth?
It seems like there should be a Clara Bethan. Is that Little
Hortense?
House on the Prairie? A Hortense?
Does one of them die?
There's a Miriam.
One of them dies. Mm. I could be wrong. Again, I'm basing this off of Austin Powers.
What?
All of my knowledge of Little Women comes from the movie Austin Powers.
Oh, you're thinking of Dr. Evil.
Yes, it is unfortunately the only movie I've ever seen.
Not unfortunate.
And book, if we count it as a book.
I'll count. Yeah, the screenplay you printed out.
No, I just watched the movie and I remembered all the words.
Oh, definitely a book.
Lori's a man, baby, yeah!
God damn it.
What have I done?
Okay, the next clip.
Okay.
Okay!
Oh, are you fucking kidding me? Every single instrumentalist is like, I need at least 6 solos or I will walk.
Yeah.
Every single one.
This feels like they hit it big and then they negotiated their contracts to exactly that.
Yeah. Or maybe they were like, let's only have Jim sing a little bit of this since he is, you know, the whole dick thing. Still a little of a hot button issue. Maybe if we just slam this with guitar solos and then piano solos, people will forget.
Yeah. The instrumentals are just enough time for them to be like, you know, I forgot what this guy did. And then they hear his voice like, oh yeah, the dick thing.
Or maybe...
This is pre-Lenny Kravitz. Before That's it was true. Cool to have your dick just out there on stage.
Well, it's cool when it's an accident.
Surprisingly, not the first time.
I'm a Lenny Kravitz truther.
This is not the first time we've talked about Lenny Kravitz's dick.
Go on to YouTube.
It won't be the last either.
No, go on to Goku.com.
Go to Goot.
Go on to YouTube.
I am Goot.
Google Project Kravitz. All the information is there.
Again, you guys, we will be throwing up a poll.
Watch my documentary, Loose Pants.
Loose Pants, tight dick.
Can't lose.
Here we go again.
His dick, it was an inside job until it flopped outside.
Outside job.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz's dick was an outside job.
That's what they should just call a hand job.
No, that's an over the pants hand job.
Oh, okay. It's an outside job.
OTPHJ. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got it.
It's a whole different thing.
I'm learning.
Jim Morrison, proponent of the OTPHJ. Big time.
And then we have the final clip.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I think he's crying.
For sure.
He's fully weeping.
Had to get in that little again.
LA woman.
The piano player is so tired. Oh my God.
Still going. The lyrics are done.
It should have, it, like, you can feel the moments where it should have changed.
Yes. It's like in an improv scene where someone doesn't get the scene to end, and they try to do another beat, and you're like, oh, no, we already hit it.
Yeah,
you can't
get
better than that.
Yeah.
It does feel like the producer's like, oh, I was supposed to, oh, sorry, let me sweep it.
Yeah, someone needs to run across the stage.
So the lyrics for this part, by the way, are L.A. woman,
mm-hmm.
L.A. woman.
Oh, okay.
L.A. woman.
No way.
You're my woman.
What?
Little L.A. woman. Little L.A. woman.
If there's a worse word to describe Los Angeles
little
than little.
L.A.
Yes.
woman.
And then L.A., L.A., woman, woman. L.A. woman, come on.
Okay, Jim. I do think maybe his second grade reading level, what happened here, bud? This is going back to caveman talk.
Yes.
But on the other hand, we did finish the song.
Yeah. And guys, I'm sorry. I do apologize.
This is your fault, Paul. Yeah.
What a way to send you all into a hiatus. Just being like, so this is the last song you're going to hear from us for a month.
I am so sorry.
That'll last you for a while.
Yeah,
you can digest this one. It's only an hour-long song. I don't know how to feel about it other than angry.
Yeah.
I'm so overwhelmed by anger, I can't really be objective.
It is a weirdly enraging song.
Yes, I get why you're mad about it.
It's the self-indulgence of it, it's the nonsense of it, and just the sludge of it, you know?
It is. It's a sludge.
Yeah.
We are really having to like push through thick mud to get through this fucking
song. So are they.
Drain the swamp. Drain the swamp.
Originally that
shorter
was
song. Shorter song.
It could I genuinely think if this song had, first of all, that slow section completely removed.
Yes.
That never happened.
Yeah.
And then was
cut
made about
like a cancer.
3 minutes long total. Mm-hmm. Maybe even two. Maybe even 2 minutes.
Yeah. Make it a
and
jingle.
Also, instead of Jim Morrison, maybe it was like, I don't know, Marvin Gaye sang it. Now
that
we have a song.
Great.
Now we have a song. However, I actually cannot believe you ever even could attempt to punch this up.
Well, my first step was to cut it down by at least 2.5 minutes.
Good start.
But also only 2.5 minutes. It's still 4 minutes and 55 seconds.
Oh my gosh, is this a record?
It is the longest punch up we've done by a bit.
Oh my God.
And then I also thought, look, there's a lot of metaphor here. I think you're talking about L.A., but you're not really talking about the L.A. that I know.
Mm-hmm.
So I made it more specific to Los Angeles.
You just changed little to big.
Big Los Angeles!
Sprawling lady!
So yeah, I rewrote it as L.A. Livin'.
Ooh, okay, let's hear it. Oh, you took out the motorcycle. Great job.
Sure did.
Already off to a good start.
Down a lot of the instrumentals.
If you listen closely, there's a bird scooter.
A wheel of jig and it about an hour ago. Still down by the airport, traffic is real slow.
True.
Standing by a man wearing leather from head to toe. I think that he was in that movie, Dan in real life. Or is it just some other white guy, Dan in real life? Dan in real life. Not Steve Carell. He was the other guy. L.A. living. L.A. living. L.A. living Sunday afternoon.
You had to keep the Sunday.
Had to keep Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Standing in the line at a greasy spoon.
Nice. True.
Lady with a giant Buddhist tree tattoo. Went to do cocaine in the bathroom.
This all checks out.
In the bathroom, yeah. She tried to play cool, but everyone knew. Two drunk guys wearing ball caps.
Again with the ball caps.
Wow.
Dumb looks on their faces.
You're at a Dodger game?
Oh, wait. They are pissing on the front wall.
of one of those escape room places. Homeless man needs money. Standing on the freeway.
Oh my gosh.
I wanna give a dollar but only have a 20, so I'm gonna ask him to give me back change. Give me back change. You keep a dollar. Give me back 19. Friends doing dinner down by the Grove. But it's a 20-minute drive, so I'm not gonna go.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, you
I shortened it. I shortened it.
Two junior Mormons.
Woo! That's more like it.
Two junior Mormons.
The way they should be.
Two junior Mormons.
Okay, this actually rips.
Two junior Mormons.
There we go. There we go.
Pretty sure they're Mormons. Two junior Mormons. Two junior Mormons. Junior Mormons. Double junior Mormons. Junior Mormons. A Scooby Dooby Zippy Gobble Dub an hour ago. Still down by the airport, traffic is real slow. Standing by a man wearing leather from head to toe. I think that he was in that movie, Dan in real life. Or is it just some other white guy? Dan in real life. Dan in real life. I'm thinking of Dane Cook. He wasn't Dan in real life.
He was.
L.A. living. L.A. living. L.A. living. Come on to L.A. living. Oh, no, L.A. living. L.A. living. Dan in real life. Oh, LA! Oh!
Woo!
Wow!
Thank you. What an improvement!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you nailed that voice!
Thank you so much. I legitimately, recording this, my throat was shot after that.
I'll bet!
Mormons! Mormons!
Did you soothe it with a case of Miller High Life?
Yes.
Yeah, you really method. You got to get drunk to record this.
I had to.
I'm drunk on Lime-a-ritas.
My drink of choice.
Not a joke, that is true.
Correct.
Demi loves tiny cans of Lime-a-ritas.
Aww. They're so cute.
It's very cute. He brings them to parties. It's very cute.
I bring, okay, once.
Were people happy to see them?
I only brought enough for myself.
Oh. No, but someone else brought a case and everyone was drinking them.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these like tough guy comedians drinking Lime-a-ritas.
Tough guy comedian, that is an oxymoron.
You have to understand how they seem.
Sure.
When they have their backwards baseball caps.
Definitely, that's how they come off to people, yeah. Tough guys.
Oh. Yeah, you know, with their leather pants.
This man with the microphone thinks he's a little bit of a tough guy.
Demi, that was great, man.
Thank you so much.
Tremendous.
I really think the song needed more Dan in real life references, so I fixed
that. I think so, too. I don't think it was complete without a Dane Cook shout-out.
No, oh, yeah.
Also, who hasn't seen Dane Cook? It's not an L.A. experience without a Dane Cook spotting.
Right. Dan in real life is the one where, in the poster, he's got his head resting
on the pancakes.
Okay. Yep, I believe Juliette Binoche is in
it. Sure is. She's the love interest.
Wow.
Who is married to Dane Cook. They divorced. She's just dating Steve Carell.
What fucking world is our queen Juliette Binoche married to shitball Dane Cook?
Hey, I'm saying that's what happens when it's Dan in fake life, and she gets into the real
life.
That's
right, that's right.
They got the trailer, the let my love open the door.
So wait, in your in canon here, Dane Cook is at LAX wearing an all leather outfit. Mm-hmm.
The man's crazy.
Paul just silently shaking his head. Yes. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure. Indeed.
I buy that.
This all checks out.
Wow. Should we get to a bunch of
let's do it.
You can't punch this.
Paul, I can't remember if I explained what this part of the show even is.
Yeah, me.
No, I've listened to the show and okay. I forgot oh, about you. This. But I will is it just me or do we all
we all
gonna okay. go around, but we're gonna take turns, pass the stick, and you get to go first if you want. You don't have to.
If you no, you know what? I think I have one.
Okay.
You
do?
I think I have one.
What is your
if you fuck up
chain?
Though, you will be exercised from the podcast. We will edit this to have you not be
that's extreme.
Yeah.
We take this very seriously.
We have to like your song.
This part was not explained.
We recorded two episodes with Paul Rudd and he picked shitty songs. We cut them out.
That's a real shame.
Yeah.
Did you record the second one because mm-hmm. the first
we
one
we tried to give him redemption.
We're like, all right, man,
again.
Better pick. And he was like, I don't know. I'm going to stick with Mambo number 5. And we're like, Paul, get the fuck out.
Paul, we've already punched that up, man.
And he knew. He's a big fan.
I'm going to say there's a bunch that spring to mind, but I'll go with first thought, best thought, the song 5 Years by David Bowie.
Ooh. And it rained, so I felt like an actor. And I thought of more. And I wanted to
get back there. Your face, your age, the way that you talk. God fucking damn it, Paul. I also am picking David Bowie.
Really?
Did you really?
And I don't have a backup. What?
That's
going to
be crazy. Two
Bowies. Okay.
Be two Bowies. I mean, look, you guys are here every episode.
That's
it's bound
true.
To happen,
yeah.
Right?
But Bowie's never been picked.
Should I pick a different one?
No. This is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm dying to hear what it is about this song that you like.
It's a very, it's a song about the world ending, essentially.
Uh-huh.
And like, this guy is trying to, like, remember as many things as possible. And he's trying to... You know, he's trying to reach someone that he's never going to be able to reach in time. And it's a profoundly sad song. And it's there's such the way it's performed with such emotion. It gets me every single time. Gets me every single time.
Could anyone do it like him? I mean,
I don't think so.
Not at all.
I don't think so.
Quick question. Follow up. Were there boys in backwards baseball caps screaming this at each other at that one college?
Yeah,
party?
Same party.
Simple. They were just all weeping together. Openly in a weep circle.
They were hugging.
Yeah.
Like one of those circular hugs.
That's
it looks like a rugby scrum.
They're actually crying. That is a party I would like to go to be honest. I would like to be in the middle of the cry circle.
They also did a happy birthday. It was someone's birthday. And they were all screaming happy birthday at each other in a circle.
Man, that's such a great pick. I mean,
happy birthday!
I feel like I have to go next now since
yeah.
We got to keep the Bowies together.
Absolutely.
As they
Bowie
belong.
Song.
I'm going for Queen Bitch.
Ooh, that's such a good one.
I believe, I gotta fact check this really quick, but I believe it came out the same year.
Oh, wow.
As, I think it's 1971. I'm pretty
I think
sure.
So.
Wow, to think. So people were making
that's
music like
saying.
This while Queen Bitch was also.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, I'm like, how, I'm sorry. Again, I wasn't alive, in case I haven't made that clear. I'm very young. And also, you can't see me. I'm very, very beautiful.
We're all just tiny little babies.
We're all so young. We're all so gorgeous. It's actually painful that we're all in this room together. I'm so sorry for the rest of the world.
Sucks.
It sucks for you guys. But if I were alive, I do feel like this would kind of more have been the crowd I probably would be hanging out with.
It is
a girl can dream.
It's really wild to think about that those two people crossed over each
right?
other.
Yeah.
Like passed by at the same point. Like this bloated nonsense. Is happening, like it's on its way out at the same, well, not on its way out, it had like a few more years to go.
They probably played some festival together.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Which is insane.
I wonder.
They probably like co-headlined some shit, right?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I just feel like, A, it's Bowie, you can't go wrong, but B, like Queen Bitch has the best drop.
Yeah.
Like the second Absolutely. It starts, you're like, oh, it's happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so exciting.
When the electric guitar comes in after the acoustic, it's so, yeah, it's very exciting. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm up on the 11th floor watching the cruises below.
I just wish Great. Everyone sounded like that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think Ellie Woman could work if David Bowie sang it. I think it could.
I'm trying to picture it. I can't picture it. I'll say this for Jim Morrison. I can't picture anyone else singing that song.
Are you a lucky little lady in the city of lights?
Except for Fred Schneider.
For that, I want to hear it so bad.
Mr. Mojo Rising! Right?
Then it's fun!
Now
he makes
sense.
It fun!
It does make it fun!
Demi, what is your Unpunchable Jam?
Well, I wanted to pick a song that was also about L.A., so I picked a song that I recently discovered called Wake Up in L.A.
Now
by a band called Human Natural. It's a duo of this guy, Brian Robert Jones, who is the new guitarist for Vampire Weekend, and Hannah Winkler, and they are so good. I'm trying to think of how to describe the song or what to compare it to. It feels like a 2007 like song that everyone would use for their alarm, like to wake up. It's genuinely a very good wake-up song, right. But it's like I don't know.
An iPod commercial?
Yes. Oh, it would absolutely be in an iPod commercial if they still made the ones where it's like the silhouettes dancing around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a really nice song.
Oh, that's a great. I'm excited to listen to it.
Yeah, check that shit out.
I know.
Check it out.
It's my favorite part of the segment, finding songs I don't know.
Right?
Paul, honestly, it feels like a fever dream even having you here. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me,
coming
guys.
Coming to the Sweat Lodge and talking about a man who shouldn't have done this.
It honestly felt good to get it out of my system because I really have despised this song for such a long time. And
also,
I'm sorry to have subjected you and the listeners to it.
Oh, trust me, we've done worse for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we did Mambo Number 5.
I'm sure we will continue to do worse.
Isn't yes. Mambo Number 5 a little bit fun though?
It's there's very a funness fun. To the, yeah. There's no part of the song where I'm like, well, this is enjoyable.
There have been songs that make me physically angry and I have to contain mm-hmm. myself. Like Crash Into Me. That song makes me very angry.
You got your bow.
Paul, is there anything you would like people to listen to of yours?
I just want people to check out Spontaneous Nation every Monday and Freedom on Stitcher Premium, a podcast that I do with Scott Aukerman and Lauren Lapkus.
Hell yeah.
And check out BoJack Horseman season 5 will be coming
September 14th,
yeah.
Is anyone not checking out BoJack Horseman?
I imagine not watching BoJack Horseman. What's wrong with you people? Yeah. I made up a person and then I'm mad at you now.
I think there's little LA ladies.
I bet there's a bunch of little LA ladies out there.
In their little Hollywood bungalows.
Sitting in their Hollywood bungalows, and people may have checked out the first couple episodes of season 1 and thought, this is not, I get what this is. You did not get what it
you
is.
Didn't
you didn't
get
what it is.
You should
and
check
also,
it out.
You're wrong to think that it was bad.
It's your hubris.
Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And where can people follow you?
At PF Tompkins on all the socials.
Awesome.
That's easy.
Yeah. Miel, you're at. You're
what's
at,
up?
What was yours?
Me?
Was it? Who?
I'm oh, right.
You're... Me?
At Miel. At Miel. It's just my name. Miel.
Word.
Or Miel Meltzer. I can't find my name.
Because Miel was taken.
That's right. Demi, just really quick question.
Huh?
Where can people find you?
Oh, me? I can be fine.
Hey,
Electro Lemon.
Whoa, it's crazy, man. Can people email the show if they want
to
send
They sure us? Can. They can go to punch of the. They can email us at punchofthejam@gmail.com. Send us your song requests. We got a big backlog, but we like having just a giant chart that people can pick from if they want to. You can go to punchofthejam.com. Hear all these jams. You can go to facebook.com/punchofthejam. You can follow us at twitter.com/punchofthejam. Instagram.com/punchofthejam.
I think you have rats.
I think
we might have rats.
That? Do you hear that?
It's okay.
I think you have rats.
I'll get an exterminator in here.
It's okay. We have rats.
We have rats. Rats are good.
Don't boo. Exterminate.
As
and
a reminder.
Special guest Barack Obama, uncredited
rats.
On this episode.
Rats are
I was just sitting here, and I thought I'd pipe in for the end.
Thanks, Barack Obama.
Good.
Do you want to send us off?
Sure. I want to remind the audience the show's going on hiatus for the next month. They have a special Q&A episode coming out September 13th. But outside of that, first episode returns in October. Thank you.
That was exciting.
Let's end this. Good night.
Okay, that was
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.